And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. In many parts of the world, the flow of traffic is controlled in part by traffic lights. Typically, they have three colors: green, yellow, and red. Green means go. Yellow means proceed with care and be prepared to stop. And red means stop. But these colored lights are not only used to control traffic. When it comes to red and green, we also use those two in our English expressions. The most common is the green light. Green light means to have permission to go ahead with a project. In English, we often turn verbs into nouns and nouns into verbs. For example, sometimes we use go ahead as a noun. If you have been given a go ahead to proceed with a project, you have been given the green light. Or in other words, you have been green-lighted, to use the past tense. However, we would not say that we have been go-aheaded. Making that past tense is simply not correct. When you get the green light, you can proceed. You have been given consent. A green light is simply permission to get started. This term is especially common in the film and theater industry. Producing films and plays takes a lot of resources, so getting the green light is important. For example, the company producing my friend's film refused to green light production until he did a big rewrite on his script. Now, let's listen to these co-workers use the term green light.
So, when are you starting your new project?
As soon as I get the green light, I can take the first step.
The boss gave you the go-ahead in the meeting yesterday.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. I saw her. She nodded her head.
That's not a green light. That's body language. For all I know, she could have been tired and her head dropped forward slightly.
No way. I've known her for years, and that is definitely how she greenlights a project. In fact, just last week, she greenlighted a bigger project than yours with just a wink.
That's a shockingly subtle way to authorize a project.
Perhaps, but also smart. If it doesn't work out, she can say she never gave consent.
Well, my project needs a lot of resources. So I'm going to need more than a wink and a nod before I proceed.
What more could you need?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe something in writing, like an email?
Now, a red light used as a traffic signal means stop. This is also true in conversation. It means an order or directive to stop an action or project. During the pandemic, many companies put a red light on all unnecessary costs. Although this usage is less common than green light. A red light can also mean a signal of danger or a warning. For example, always being late for work could be a red light for a larger problem. Used this way as a warning, we could also say red flag. There is another way we use red light. Sometimes we combine it with the word district. In a red light district, adult entertainment is sold. And that's the end of this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.